Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go overseas now. Julia McFarland joining us live. You know, over here, Julia, we're talking about the possibility of further restrictions potentially being announced for our area today. In France, it looks like they're going the opposite way.
Right. Good morning, Brian. So France has been under a lockdown since November. They have reported the highest number of infections in all of Europe, more than 2 million cases. They've had 50,000 deaths related to coronavirus. And the country's been under a really strict lockdown. Businesses and shops, bars and restaurants, all public venues have been closed. And it's even so strict that people are not allowed to travel outside of their homes unless it's for essential journeys, to buy food, to seek medical help. And if you leave your house, you need to have a written statement explaining what you're doing and where you're going. So President Macron, he gave a televised address yesterday where he had said that the country had passed the peak of the second wave and that restrictions will be lifting from this weekend and people will be able to see their families for Christmas. However, the good news was sort of marred by the fact that that bars and restaurants will stay closed until late January. And that's because the officials in France are desperate to try and avoid a third wave after the holiday season is over.
Julia, is the infection rate going down now? You said it peaked.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the start of this week, France reported about 4,500 daily coronavirus infections. That's actually its lowest tally since September. And the latest sort of rolling average for new infections is reported to be around 20,000. And the peak of that was more than 50,000 several weeks ago.
I'm just curious, and I'm not sure if you know to the extent of which this is enforced, but you mentioned, you know, the written statement to be going to do something essential if you're going to leave your home. That's what had been happening in France. And I'm just picturing myself, you know, writing down on a piece of paper, I am going for a walk, signed by me. And that's my, is that how it works?
Right. So there is this form on the French government's website. You can download it. You can fill it in and print it off and carry it on your person, or you can have it on your phone. But basically, essentially what it does is it makes you, it's more or less sort of an affidavit to say that you declare that you're going for an essential journey, whether your job is something that you cannot work from home for, or if you're going to a doctor's appointment, or if you're going to help a relative who relies on you getting food parcels for them. So it is quite strictly enforced. Police have been making stops and asking to see people's documentation. So it has really been a very, very stringent policy. So a lot of sighs of relief from France that these restrictions will be lifting in the coming weeks, just in time for Christmas.
Wow. But even going to the grocery store, you would need a permission slip.
You are allowed to leave your home if you are collecting groceries. You are supposed to have this permission that if you are traveling outside of your house for any other reason besides those essential journeys.
All right. Well, Julia, thanks for the insight, and I hope you have a nice, well, it's a holiday for us, so celebrate for us if you can, because we can't do too much over here. It's Julia McFarland joining us from overseas in the UK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.